Welcome everybody to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting. Today is March 23rd. It is now 12 o'clock. I'd like to open the beginnings of this meetings in prayer.
Thank you. Almighty God, we come to you giving you praise and glory for who you are and what your Son did for us, Lord, that we can have the assurance of eternal life. So, Father, we ask you to bless this meeting. We ask you to bless the citizens of this township, God, as we come together to do the work that is required for the betterment of the township. Lord, we ask you to be with our military, whether they're here or abroad. Keep them safe and allow them to come home to their loved ones. Lord, we ask you to put your loving arms and your arms of protection around our first responders and all the employees of this township. Lord, we ask these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If we could stand for the pledge, Jan, would you like to lead us?
Yes, I would. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I could have a roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Old business. Approval of the meeting minutes 223 and 39.
We're going to have to do these individually.
Okay, we can do that then.
Because I was not here for
sure.
A
so, which
of
sir, which ones would you like to me to go? Let me just go. I'll start with the 223.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there's no further discussion on the minutes of 223, if I could have a second.
I will second for the regular meeting.
And I can have a roll call when you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, if I may, on the meeting minutes, this would be the special meeting minutes, which is 3-9-23. If there's no discussion, if I could have a second.
No second.
And when you're ready, ma'am, if I may have a roll call.
And we have Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And the reason why I voted on that is I came in late. It says excused at the top, but I did come in late.
It's noted on there.
Yeah. I have.
Okay. So we're going to move to new business.
No, we have two more.
Yep. You've got a special for 223 and a regular for 39.
Okay. I just didn't have it on my agenda. That's okay.
Yeah.
So we just did the...
You did.
The 23, right?
We did 23 regular and 39 special.
So we have the 9th. And we have
the special meeting on the 9th.
Okay, so if there's no further discussion, I would ask for a second for the special meeting on March 9th.
I will second the special meeting.
Thank you. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And I'm going to do, would you like us to sign these and just send them down now?
That would be great, yes. We just need one copy, of course.
Okay. So do you want to start that, and then we'll send them this way?
We'll start it at 30.
Okay. So, meanwhile, as you start to sign those and send them, sir, I'll just continue.
You've got, 223 special.
Okay. So then we'll place them here for you, and then that way you have them. I'm going to continue to the new business. Police Department, Chief Smith, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hall,
you guys want this? Steve, do you have the resolutions?
Yes, yes.
The stats will be read at the next meeting for the entire month of March, like we did for February. The first resolution we have is to hire a new officer, Troy Hale, and I wanted to give a brief bio of Mr. Hale. He's 54 years old. He served with the Ohio State Patrol as a trooper for 24 years, retired in good standing. He was awarded the top trooper in the state of Ohio 3 times from Mothers Against Drunk Driving Award. He has 2 children. He will be a welcome addition to our staff.
Okay, so you would like the resolution for that. Now, in some of these, at some point, will he be at a meeting to be introduced to the public? And should we not, if possible, when we are doing this, that we would have the person present?
If possible, yes.
Okay. So, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board accepts the resolution 2023-036 to hire Troy Hale as officer. Gentlemen, if there's no further discussion, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay. And whenever, I'm ready for a roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And sir, when you're ready.
Okay. The next officer, Isaac Oberer. He comes to us from Ross County Sheriff's Office. He's 27 years old. He's worked at Circleville and also Pike County Sheriff's Department. He has 5.5 years full-time experience. He's served in the Marine Corps, and he has 2 children. Would be another welcome addition. We need that experience.
Okay.
I will second that.
Wait a minute. Let me go ahead and make the motion. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board, Isaac Ober, as police officer. If there's no further questions, and the resolution number is 2023-037. Mm-hmm. If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
And whenever ready, roll call, please.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And that was for a new hire. We got a lot of paper shuffling here, so I apologize.
This is the one for Norm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next resolution is 2023-35, where I'm asking to approve 80 hours of injury leave for Norm Baldwin. He was injured getting into a cruiser on the 9th. We're waiting for his MRI. It's a strange injury. He actually hurt his tailbone on the seat controls. Yes. Most likely bruised, but painful.
I'm going to ask a question. I know with Mark Long and all of us are saying,
yep,
and some of the training, the approved 80 hours of injury leave, is that from his bank of 80 hours, or is that the township just paying him? How does
no,
that
No, right now he's using sick leave.
Okay.
Until the approval of injury leave, and their contract gives them.
Sure. So it's not it's not the township itself, because this is one of the things that when the state auditor was in that we were approving, and then it should have came from their bank, and then once BWC, they refund their bank. Is that correct?
Yes, sort of. What BWC does in some cases is puts them on like short-term disability.
Okay.
And they actually start getting paid from BWC.
Correct.
But in our case, they have the injury leave, so BWC doesn't actually write anyone a check.
So we are following the procedure set forth like from Mark Long's office correctly.
Yeah, one of the issues that they had was approving too much injury leave at a time.
Correct.
And wanted to do it in smaller chunks.
Okay.
So that's why I asked for 2 weeks. Hopefully he'll be back in that time, or at least on light duty.
Okay. So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. I would ask to approve such resolution 2023-035. Approving 80 hours of injury leave for Norm Baldwin. If there's no further discussion in this, I would ask for a second.
I have a question. Chief or Mr. Mazur, have you seen the proper documentations where the doctor wrote him off for 2 weeks?
Yeah, we have the okay. Whatever.
There's some additional documentation I need to work on today. The Sedgwick, our third-party administrator, is requesting. So, yeah, okay. we'll get all that taken care of.
That was something that we were asked to ask for.
If that, with that being answered, I will second the resolution.
And when you're ready, ma'am, I will call.
Okay, Jim.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sir, And
The next resolution, I think Steve has it, is the new contract with the Sheriff's Office for dispatching fees. They are going up, I believe, $4 and something per call.
So this is, what were we currently at?
I believe
it was $11.80.
Yeah, $11.80, and now it's going up to
$15.99.
Yeah.
So how does that,
a big jump.
How is that going to affect our budget as far as this new, I mean, are we going to be pretty good with this?
We reviewed it already, Robin, okay. And I did, and we're good. And this is set through the end of 24.
So we can budget that for
yes, going correct. Forward. Okay. So we can assume that it will go up in 25.
So hearing that, if there's no further discussions on this, I would ask for a second for passage.
I will second that.
And when ready, ma'am?
And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And, sir, do you have anything else for us?
All I have, unless Deputy Hamilton has something else.
Sheriff, Deputy Hamilton, do you have...
No, I don't.
I was like, I thought...
I seen him come in.
Where did he go?
Okay, you're moving around on us.
Thank you, sir.
Just a note, that last one was Resolution 2023-039.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Fire Department, Chief Arnold.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Sorry for my tardiness. I just wanted to let the public know and commend a couple of my crews. We were pulled a victim out of a house fire right down here off Breeze Hill, if you're familiar where that is. They showed up for a difficulty breathing EMS run and realized the house was on fire. Mm-hmm. Ended up getting the lady out. Change modes from EMS to fire. Amazing job. Crew did amazing. Second, I got a call from the assistant chief of Cleveland Fire Department, and they said that one of our firemen, Tanner Smith, off duty up there on vacation with his girlfriend, was up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, heard somebody screaming for help, ran out to the pier, found the guy in the water between the boat and the pier, went above and beyond, ended up getting this guy two rings, getting enough help and getting him out of the water, getting him into a restaurant to get him saved. And so the email I got from the assistant chief of Cleveland Fire says the actions of firefighter Smith in assisting civilian undoubtedly resulted in saving this citizen's life. So Cleveland Fire is extremely pleased with one of our guys. Of course, we are too. It's kind of one of those things. He couldn't be here today. I was going to let everybody shake his hand, but he was unable to be here. But that's pretty much all I have for today, unless...
So we're saying with that, Chief, today, the news was with your crew and going through evaluations of what you guys do in the back buildings there used to be behind Westland Mall. So I commend your department for ongoing training that you do, and the high level of training that we have just shows that other departments in Cleveland, different places, that we had a firefighter that has the correct training and knows what to do. And it's a shining beacon on your department and you as a chief. So I do commend you for that as well. So
thank you.
We thank you.
Yeah, the guys appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything else for us?
Yeah, Curtis and Andrew were out helping me today at training. So my hat's off to them. They were big help this morning, checking it all out.
So. Thank you. Road Department, Mr. Stevens.
Well, I didn't have anything on the agenda, but as always, I snuck something in.
Always.
Yeah. I received, and I was telling Sheriff Fleshman about this a little while ago, our road mileage certificate that I need to have signed. John, you need to sign it on the top line. Stating how many road miles, what's the new number on there?
32.580.
That's how many road miles we actually have within the township that we have to maintain snow removal on, literally everything. The only other thing that I have is the residents that every Halloween down on Roland between Linnet and Bellmead, they shut down a little alley for like their Halloween party.
Yes.
They've contacted us about doing it on Easter Sunday from 3 to 9. Apparently, the neighborhood's going to do some Easter thing with the kids, and they'd like to be able to shut Roland down from 3 to 9, and we'll supply the signs like we always do in the area. that I just need either have a motion or a resolution.
Sure.
So we can let them know.
Sure. Any discussion amongst the board in regards to this?
No, what was the time on that?
From 3 to 9.
3 to 9.
So, gentlemen, I would like to turn this to a resolution. The reason a resolution is just because it's on the books and it's easier to find than a motion.
Sounds good to me.
So, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board recognizes Jim Stevens and closing down
Roland.
From Roland. What time to what time?
From Bellmead to Lynette from 3 to 9.
If there's no further questions on the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
And that is resolution 2023-041.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
Did you say 041, Marie?
That's correct.
And whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The only other thing that I had is to let the board know that the extremely large tree on Little Avenue, we took it down yesterday.
Okay.
Stump's still there. That's something that we discussed in the meeting that will have to be discussed at a later time on
sure.
who and why and where.
Sure. Were they happy? Nothing was damaged? Everything went as normal?
Nothing was damaged. We actually had the paperwork that they had to sign allowing us to get off the right
sure.
way if need be. So we had all of our bases covered.
Yeah.
But no, it went down real well. It was a big job.
So the second question is, you informed the board in regards to the tree that was kind of split there against that fence.
We've got one up in Dover on an alley. We're working with trying to get access from the residents. We have the resident behind that property. It's going to be easier access with the bucket truck to come in off the back side.
Okay.
So once I get all the information from the residents and the approvals, then I'll bring it back to the board and we'll go ahead and do it. But that one's... It's in a right-of-way of ours in an alley that had overgrown 20-some years ago. The tree is split, and a big section of it's about to fall into a garage. So
wow.
it's one of these things that as soon as I can get everything put together, whether you all end up having an emergency meeting at any time, we'll bring it to that.
So
get it done.
While we're here now, because if you have to do that in an emergency, and this is where I'm bringing it up, we can do so now as trustees. So... What are we looking at cost-wise? Obviously, it has to come down.
Actually, if you give me a second, I can check with Ryan, because I think Ryan had that.
Is Ryan on site?
Yeah.
Have him step on in.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. What level? Hey, I need you to sneak in here real quick. All right, but no, that big tree went down. But this is going to be an emergency situation. And then we had another one that we've had Peterman's look at. It's on Hopkins. As soon as you turn off of Harrisburg Pike, the very first alley to the right, there's one right on the corner. It is a monster. It sits in the right of way. If something, and it's kind of had some dead limbs come out of it. But speaking with Peterman Tree Service, what they would rather do is wait till it blooms and then take all the dead out of it at that time, because that's going to be a monster tree and very expensive to get out, especially where it's at.
Okay.
So, yeah, Ryan, pretty sure Ryan may have the cost that Jim had already sent him for the removal of that tree. So hopefully he's on his way in from the shop. See if you want to wait till he comes back in. That's all I had.
Okay.
Here he
goes. Comes. Hey.
Mr. Philippi, how are you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
If you wouldn't mind, up here, we had a few questions.
Sure.
Okay.
They want to know what you've been doing for the last week.
Napping.
The split tree on Dover.
Yes.
Did Jimmy send us a price on that?
He has not.
He did not, but he sent a price for the one on Hopkins.
Yes.
And that was a little over $5,000 for that.
$5,600.
So in your best guesstimate, because what I would like to do is entertain not to exceed number that.
I'd say that out of it, or what do you?
Well, no, not the one on Hopkins, but the one on Dover.
The split, yeah. The Dover one. It's smaller than the one on Hopkins.
I would say that if you just went with 3,000,
okay.
we've been well under that. Anyway.
Right.
They do such a good.
Okay. So, gentlemen, if there's no further questions on this tree that we're talking about on Dover, I would like to entertain a resolution to take down said tree, not to exceed $3,000.
And if there is an adjustment, I can look at
it. Right. This way, we know about it. The pictures have been sent to the board. We don't have to come back in for an emergency meeting, and we can expedite this to get this done.
I will second that.
And that is resolution 2023-042. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's all I have for the board.
Thank you guys for stepping in.
And I would like to ask, if you don't have anything for me, or they don't have it, or if you guys don't have anything for me, we're working on a project that I was in the middle of, if I can okay. excuse to go.
Yes, sir.
Is that fine?
Board, you have nothing for? Okay, thank you.
We're good.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Moving to the fiscal department, Ms. Trotten.
Yes. Motion for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from March 10th, 2023 through March 23rd, 2023 in the amount of $90,416.91 and payroll dated March 23, 2023 totaling $173,359.05 for a combined amount of $263,775.96. This is from check number 68874 to 68905 and electronic vouchers 418-2023 to 488-2023. And there are exhibits behind your resolutions.
Okay. To the board, is there any discussion?
No.
Hearing none, I would ask for a second for approval.
I will second that.
Thank you. And roll call for Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Wilkinchek has some updates.
Okay. Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I want to just update you where I stand with trying to reconcile everything from 2017 through 2021. I have the reconciliations done, and 2020 was a bit more of a challenge. That one has not been fully reconciled, and to be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to be able to get it fully reconciled. But out of $10 million worth of revenues and expenditures, I'm down to $12,000. Okay. The document that I passed out to you, sorry it's double-sided, but your copier had a mind of its own this morning.
It does from time to time.
Yes. What I have done is highlight or summarize the adjustments starting back in, at the end of 2016. Identify the receipts and disbursements for each year, and then the adjustments that were made relating to each year. And the bulk of the adjustments are in 17, 18, and 19. If you just focus on the total column on the document, it's the easiest way, because this identifies it by fund, too. 2017 had $301,000 worth of revenues that were not recorded, and $51,000 worth of expenditures not recorded. In 18, there was $658,000 worth of receipts that were either duplicates or errors. So that had to be subtracted off. And there was a net of
$267,000?
No. In 2018, there were $658,000 worth of total receipts in error, duplicates. Okay. And there's a net of $1,191 worth of expenditures that were recorded that shouldn't have been, or unrecorded. And again, that's a net number. In 2019, there's $388,000 worth of revenue not posted, and $440,000 worth of expenditures not posted.
So, to a lot of people that sit in the audience, we're thinking, okay, what you're explaining to us is, the question that would come to my mind is, okay, where did this money go? What does this mean? Can you give us a summary of what you're saying for the public?
It's not a matter of where the money went or where it goes. You've got a number of transactions that have not been recorded, that were recorded in error or that were duplicated. And this is a summary of all of that.
But to the layman's term, if you could, a lot of times people think that when you make an error and it wasn't put in, I can probably see the look on a lot of people's face going, okay, so where did that money go? Because if it was our own personal account, we're thinking, okay, I didn't write in the grocery bill, and I've got more money in my account than what I'm showing online. How
what
does that
it boils down to is your financial statements were materially misstated.
But the money was not missing, the money was there.
I won't go that far on that, John.
Okay.
Because I found receipts that I can't trace back to deposits.
Okay. That was not my intent. My intent was so that I didn't know I was opening that.
You open up Pandora's box, you're going to get Pandora.
I meant to basically.
I don't pull punches, John.
I understand. My intent was just basically,
yes.
it got put somewhere where it wasn't supposed to be, and we move it back and we're good. That's what I was wanting to hear. So I'll leave that alone then. That's for the auditor and you guys.
So, anyways.
Smart.
Where I've been spending part of the time, or some of the time more recently, is with 2020, and there's $16,700 worth of revenues posted in error or duplicate postings, and there's $54,000 worth of expenditures posted in error or duplicated. But I can tell you that is a net number because there's a number of things that were also not posted.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what it comes down to is the financial statements for 16, 17, 18. 19 and 20 were misstated. So I've highlighted the changes and come up with corrected numbers. 20 and 21 is going to be audited by someone other than the auditor of state. I feel a little more comfortable that 20 and 21 are accurate or reasonably accurate. I know 22 is accurate.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I didn't have any problems reconciling 22, or for that matter, 21. But going backwards in time is always a challenge.
Okay.
So, anyways, I'm in the process. This is a draft document. I'm in the process of reviewing everything that I've done, double-checking things to make sure where it's at. And then I will finalize this. Okay. But I wanted to let you guys know where it stood.
Always enjoy
your made. It's getting very close to being completed.
I always enjoy you coming in and giving us
the good news and the bad
news. The good news and the bad news. And you're 100% correct. You don't hold punches with any of us. And I appreciate that.
Okay. So I do hope that in the next several weeks I'll have this wrapped up. Focusing on 23.
And how are you doing on your time? Are we good with your time so far?
I've got approximately 150 hours after what I sent you.
Okay.
Left.
Okay.
Out of the 200 was authorized.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Right.
Board, do you have any discussions? Do you have any questions for Jeff? Here, none. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Moving along, Administrator Steve Mazur. Sir.
Thank you, Chairman. The first resolution I have is 2023-038. It's a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And it's for the period of March 10, 2023 through March 23, 2023 in the amount of $18,549.
If there's no further discussion on the matter, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Great. And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Great.
And the next resolution I have for you is 2023-034, and that's replacing Resolution 2022-152. It's a resolution enacting regulations for parking of vehicles on a designated street and right-of-way in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. Whereas the state of Ohio has granted the township authority to adopt resolutions regulating the parking of vehicles on township roads pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.17.
If there's no further discussion on this, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
And a roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Jim.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Great.
Then in relation to that, I just want to let the board know and the public know that the township's required to submit legal notices so the no parking can be enforced. These are registered with Franklin County Municipal Court. So in conjunction with this resolution, I will be filing the no parking notices with, as I said, Franklin County the Municipal Court. And we have done that with Chippewa, and we're in the process of doing that with Streets in Havenwood as well.
Mr. Mazur, I have a question for
you.
Yes,
sir.
Will there be a point in time where you will be passing that on to the registering with the municipal courts to Chief Smith?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
I'm looking for a resolution that I don't have. 033. Oh,
wow, that's
right. Thank you for asking. You shall receive. This is resolution 2023-033. It's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations for the period commencing January 1, 2023 and ending December 31, 2023. Basically what this is be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The sums presented in Exhibit A, which is looks like $275,000. I'm sorry, it's actually $34,500. Here to attach B. And the same are hereby set aside and appropriate for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made during the year ending December 31st, 2023.
And this is for?
We have expenditures for public safety and of $18,000, and then $16,000 is coming out of the American Rescue Plan that will be used by the fire department for new computers, a printer, and turnout gear.
Okay. If there's no further discussion on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And ma'am, when you're ready.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2023-032, resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, in accordance with the provisions of law, have previously adopted the tax budget for the next succeeding fiscal year commencing January 1, 2023.
If there's no further discussion on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second this.
And a roll call, please.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I have one more. It's a little cleanup. This is resolution 2023-040. It's a resolution authorizing transfers to the EMS vehicle fund replacement. And the fiscal officer is authorized to transfer $87,500 from the ambulance and emergency medical services fund to the EMS vehicle replacement fund, representing the amount that was planned for transfer in 2022 upon reappropriation.
If there's no further discussion on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
Right. And Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And that's all I have for you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay. Just one second. I just want to, I don't know how many of you may have got.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I wouldn't. Okay.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We won't do that then. I don't have anything then.
Okay.
I'm not going to second guess you because you have a good point. I know exactly what you're going to say.
I do have something I would like to ask the board, and I'd like to ask the board for a motion or a resolution, whichever they see fit. I've lived in this township since 1994, and I believe that in order to move the township anywhere or anytime you go on a journey to move forward, you have to have a roadmap. And I would like to ask the Board of Trustees to do a resolution, and I would like to chair a committee to come up with a 5-year plan using business owners and residents of the township. Come up with a 5-year plan for the township, a 3-year plan for the township, and a 1-year plan for the township, and all of us trustees be part of that board. Okay. But I'd like to chair. I'd like to set that committee up.
So, do you have any input or any questions in regards to that, sir?
No, I think it's a great idea, and it is. I mean, I think you need to establish a future where you want to be today and where you want to be tomorrow. So, I think it's a great idea.
So, sir, do you have any question?
I'm in favor of it. Just a little conversation. Who's going to head the committee? Would you head the committee?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ma'am, okay. Would you have any, I mean, obviously you are the fiscal department.
That'd be something you'd want.
And, I mean, I don't know what this would all entail, but does this require any funding?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's all voluntary.
Okay. So from what I understand, they're looking at budgets, where we want to be, what kind of budget do we want to carry.
Mm-hmm. We'll work with you.
To basically,
there's no money spent.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
You know, our pros and wishes, what we can afford, what we can't afford. With that being said,
excuse me just a minute.
I was just a second.
Jim,
wait a minute, sir, if I can. I was in the middle of something.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure if that's something, we can give it a motion or a resolution, but being that we're the board, this is something that we should do anyways. But what I would do is want to say that we would make a motion that you would wish to head that up.
Okay.
Versus a motion that we're going to do it or a resolution to
do
it. So
I'm asking for a motion to chair it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I'd like to make a motion to allow Vice Chairman Leisure to head up said
funding committee.
And if there's no further question on that, I would ask for a second, and you had a question, so I'm going to stop there.
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to point to Mr. Leisure that Chief Arrow will be on the committee.
Oh, yeah.
Said he mentioned he would be on it.
Okay.
Just wanted to make you aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was all.
So with that, I'd ask for a second. Do you second, sir?
Yeah.
And a roll call when you're ready.
Jim.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
And that is all I have, and I thank you.
Mr. Horn, do you have anything? You have down one of the kind of work.
Yeah, I have one. We're discussing the National Night Out, and one of the things that we had forgotten to do was we had gotten away. That is Juanita Kaufman Day in Franklin Township. And always before, we had established a Juanita Kaufman Award. Linda, I think you know a lot about that and everything. So I just wanted to make mention, since we got a few things established last meeting, Chief, I don't think you were here, but David sent in for you. He said, yeah, you guys would be there and ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the others, Linda, wanted to get involved, and some of the others. I would like to ask for a motion to go back to our Juanita Kaufman Award for the board.
So, sir, if I may, we should be asking for nominations for the Juanita Kaufman Award. The Juanita Kaufman Award is someone in our community as a resident or business owner, etc., that has went above and beyond. Every year we take in nominees, and the board looks at it, we vote on it, and then we give them an award at the National Night Out. Since the pandemic in 2020, I don't know if we've had the last two years, if we've had any.
Well, it's been probably 3 or 4 years on that.
I don't remember. The towing company got it 1 year, and that was just 3 years.
2019 was the last year. Right?
Okay, so 2020 we didn't, and the last we didn't. For 2 years, we did not do National Night Out, and then we did it last year. Was the second year from the pandemic or the first year from the pandemic?
Well, in 2020, the board opted not to have any financial involvement with National Night Out. They still did it at the church, and they still did one in Havenwood that we attended.
Okay. So at this time, sir, what we are, we've already have the Juanita Kaufman Award set in place, so we not need to have another motion to
no.
do it.
Well, I guess we don't, but we need probably to make aware that we're going back to it, I guess, would be the thing.
Well, I wouldn't say that we're going back to it. I say we would continue it as it's been set in place.
Fine.
So
I really don't care how we say it as long as we start it back up.
So what I would do is, as I said, and we need to, if we can put this on the agenda for the next, until then, that we are accepting Juanita Kaufman Award up to, what is the date for National Night Out?
It's in August.
First Tuesday in August.
So then let's say that we would need to have all submissions no later than July 13th for us to be able to have, the red is us, correct?
July. Yes.
So then that way we would be able to vote by the 27th, and then at the National Night Out in August, then we would be able to award that person the honor of the Juanita Kaufman Award. Gentlemen, would that sound suffice?
That sounds fine.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, yeah, well, just one other thing I wanted to check with Chief and see if you would help kind of head the thing up there.
Yeah, whatever you need.
David at the end of the anyway.
Thing. Yeah, we'll work together, whatever you need.
Because we're not spending any money.
Whoever wants to get on the committee to help there, I guess we could make herself available to Chief Smith there. And, you know, of course, I want you to get involved and everything as well. So, okay, thank you. That's all.
Okay. And we're moving on.
I got it.
Okay. Angela.
Couple of things.
Okay.
First off, are we going to put them on the ballot in November?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are we going to put the home rule on the ballot in November?
I gotcha. Okay. Go ahead and ask these, and then we'll answer.
Okay.
And then you've got
so
all the
that's
time.
My main thing, because I just drank some.
Okay.
It's not going to come back.
Okay.
And also, we're missing out on money for us not getting it up on the ballot, too. Because there's so much stuff in the township that we can actually find people for.
Okay.
And that's free money there. And also, I just want to tell everyone, did everyone know that the township actually was established in 1804?
Yeah.
And that means next year, we're 220 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I really think we need to get our asses in gear, get this place cleaned up, and maybe do something. And I love mm-hmm. your idea. So that was my two things I wanted to say. And then Heights' fundraiser for the athletic program is May 13th. So if you guys want to buy tickets and everything, I'm selling the tickets, and it's over at Shakers again this year. And they really are interested in helping out the township. So
okay, so I'm going to stop the clock if you wouldn't mind staying for a second. So I want to go over the first thing with Mr. Mazur. The first thing was about the home rule being on the November ballot. And we've had discussions with our attorneys on that, on what we can do, can't do. What does it look like at this point that we should or should not, because of the new adopted, what we're allowed to do and not do compared to home rule?
Well,
we are permitted as a township in the unincorporated areas to specifically handle nuisance properties.
Right.
Like you're saying.
Because I've already talked to them. I called the association.
No, you're going down the right path. Whether it be trash, cars, debris, what have you. I'm going to apologize. I know that Nicole and I are working on this. I need to set time aside to specifically do that. I get distracted a lot, and I have to move things aside. Nuisance properties are on our radar, and we are going to take care of it. We are.
We're just losing money.
Yes, we are.
I mean, that's easy money.
So to answer your question, without absolutely using home rule, we still have tools to act like home rule.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Without us having to. At one point in time, if you recall, we were waiting for the opportunity to get to
come out.
And then it changed. We cannot just take a vote and become home rule. It has
That's weird because it still says it on the association website. That's what I don't understand.
I have to support Mr. Fleshman, Chairman Fleshman. I have spoke with the Ohio Township Association. And yeah, we missed it. We stubbed our toe and we missed it.
By them,
yeah,
we actually made it, and then you guys are saying your attorney said no,
right?
And it's even on their website.
Okay, just a second. I want to go back down through your list and get all of them. There's no time now. You've already asked.
Okay.
Now it's our time.
I just don't want to take them.
No. This is what we're here for. So now it's our time to answer you. So then the second one I think you had on there was
1820.
I'm sorry?
1804.
220 years.
Mm-hmm. 220 years in the township.
I knew. We are one of the historically, in Franklin County, the oldest township that has never changed their name in Ohio. Yeah. So we've been the same name, not rebranded. And I remember seeing that that email come through just the other day, and I texted them back and said thanks, or emailed them back and said thanks for that information. That's really great that we have that and being recognized by that. And I agree with what you're saying. Working with Mr. Mazur, we want to get these done. Right now, as you probably will see in the news and everything else, there are so many big things going on in Franklin Township with us awarded the $7.1 million to tear down Wesley Mall, to revitalize that area and et cetera. I know that there's only so many hours in a day, but we don't want to put that off. But then again, we have to try to put out so many different fires in order for us to go forward. But I promise you that this is something that is on our radar, that we definitely, on the blighted, the cars and things of that nature, and the things that we just passed a resolution to be able to adopt the parking. You can't park in your road and where you can park in the streets. So we're moving forward in getting those things set forward. And once we have those set forward, then Chief Smith is able to either remove the vehicles, things of that nature that are sitting in our roadways and that are against it. So we are taking steps forward on that to get those things done, and also clean up the blight in the homes. And the last thing you had was the...
I was just saying heights.
Okay.
Put me down for a ticket.
Yes. Okay.
And to everyone, Shakers is not really a bar, so please don't think it's a biker
it's
bar.
It's like a Rooster.
They're making it like Roosters and B-dubs, and they got great food, so... And little kids are invited to come in, and not for the fundraiser though, but
okay.
Thanks.
And up next, Chip, we have you up next, sir.
Chip, 1653 Rosemont Avenue. She took one of my thing, one about the home rule
sure.
on the ballot. What we discussed last meeting about 1626, is that a business? Have you guys researched that or?
On 1626, that was what street?
Rosemont
Avenue. And that was behind you, right?
Nah, it's down the road. It's close to Harrisburg Pike.
Okay, and if it's...
If they're running a business out of it.
Okay. I don't know.
It's supposed to be, I found out that it's supposed to be some kind of fire or water damage rehabilitation thing.
So one of the things that they might be doing is like bought a home and run it out, and it's not necessarily zoned commercial, and there are residential, but they're running one of those. Gotcha.
Yeah, because they're having their employees
park there
at 7 o'clock in the morning with the radio blaring and all that stuff.
Okay. We will see what we can get back from the county as far as zoning, because that's going to be on the zoning. But we're more than happy to try to facilitate that and find out. And then from there, once we turn that over to zoning, of course, we will try to stay on top of that to see what we find out. But I can tell you sometimes that takes a little bit of time.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
Okay. It's on my mind.
No worries.
And then are you guys taking nominations for the...
Yes, we are.
Because I nominate Jan.
Okay.
Because she volunteers.
Yeah, you have to nominate it in writing.
Yeah, just put something in writing and put a, you know, put a little bit of reason in what you've seen and et cetera, okay?
Okay. Huh? So follow the elephant around and...
So we have our first one. So, Ralph, we're on a good... We're coming back.
Yeah, probably.
Jane, nominee.
I just wanted to say thank you to all the officers, fire, police, sheriff, everybody for the good, excellent job they do. But I do have one question. Okay, when the auditor gets done with all his work that he's got, will somebody be held accountable for all that money that's missing? Because that's a ton.
See, and one of the questions that I ask, I didn't know if you were raising your hand to answer that.
Nope, scratch it.
One of the questions that I ask, I just saw that out of the corner of my eye, was I was kind of stunned that I heard what I heard today. I thought they were going to say that, you know, it was misappropriated, and then it went from this fund to over here, and it just was a wash. And I wanted the public to hear that it was just kind of a wash. I wasn't expecting for what I heard. But one of the things is I got to make absolutely clear that this is out of our hands, and it will be through the state of Ohio. I would only assume, and this is just a thought as a resident, that somebody would be held accountable if they can show something. I can remember, you know, back last November, we had candidates that ran for office and said that, you know, that's something that they take pride in, is holding elected officials accountable for public funds that may be misused or abused, call it what you want. And I'm not saying that this is the case here. Mm-hmm. I have no idea, so I don't want to speculate one way or another. But I'm sure that the state knows what they're doing and what will take place, and then once it does, they will inform us. I know that wasn't a big help.
No, it was. It's just that I, like you, I was not expecting to hear that amount.
Right.
You know, over here, a little bit there, but that's a ton of money.
Jan, to maybe tag off of Mr. Fleshman, if you look at other government agencies that get audited by the state auditor, and other townships that have, they hold people's feet to the fire, and they do prosecute to the fullest extent. So, yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mike?
I just want to ask before we get started, are we going to do the ask your questions like you did for her, or are we going to do this back and forth, because I got several questions.
Ask your questions.
I'd just like to know how we're going to do it.
And always, you get your 3 minutes.
Okay.
And we let you get, just like with her.
Okay.
We'll let you get it out.
So we're not, okay, I got it.
And then,
we're going to do it that way.
And then the board will address you if need be.
That's not how it went with the last two, but we'll go that way.
Okay.
Okay. So,
hang on, let me reset you. There you go.
No, I'm good. It won't even take 3 minutes. Mike Levins, 1855 Randsburg. I came in for an update. I wanted to ask Byron. He answered a lot of my questions, but I'm curious where we're at on third shift, how many officers and things like that. You weren't here, and when you weren't here, it came up that there was an officer by himself, and I was hoping to hear I did hear other things on here today. And then I wanted to thank Ralph. I appreciate when the trustees put something underneath their portion of the agenda. So if I can get the agenda and I can see what you're going to talk about, then I have some kind of an idea whether to come or not come or anything like that. So Ralph, he put that on there and I knew what he was going to speak about. And then something that just came up at today's meeting I'm a little bit curious about, do we still do three bids on like $5,000 to have a tree taken out? Now I want to say that when I needed trees taken out of my house, I went to Jim and he gave me that Peterman people and they did my trees and they were wonderful people. It's not anything about them, but we just basically sit here and approve spending $5,000 on just one quote. And I'm just curious, are we still doing multiple quotes or anything like that? So that's pretty much it.
You want to answer?
Sure. Yes, we still only have one officer on third, Mike, 40 hours a week. The two that were just hired today will most likely have an expedited training. So I would anticipate within the next 2 months to 3 months at the most, we'll be back up to 24/7.
Then you, and if obviously not, you wouldn't have him out there if you didn't think he was.
No, he's very capable.
Okay, and by himself. But before the levy, we weren't capable of having an officer on there by himself.
Well, and, believe me, and
I'm not complaining here. I'm just, I worry about his safety.
No, I do too. But we get all the help we need from the sheriff's office.
I was hoping he was going to say that these, it would go quicker than that for these guys. So.
Well, I'm hoping at least 2 months. That's my goal.
Oh, where are we at total number of officers?
We're at 10, we're now at 12 with the two new ones.
And no part-timers like it?
No part-timers.
Are we going to have part-timers if you can find them?
We're going to have a budget meeting next week, so we're going to re-examine that and see where we're at. But
so the budget's changed from what you told us at the...
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, so we could still have a 6%.
We could.
Okay, perfect.
And then your last question, Steve, if you'd like to answer.
Yes, Michael. We're implementing some new procedures and policies, and yes, they will get bids on jobs. I mean, we're going to put a limit on it. If it's a $5,000 job, I want three bids. We're going to break this chain of not looking into other options for vendors. Yes.
No. I think this company that they use is wonderful.
I get it.
Hate to take my trees out.
And if they are the best... And it's a reasonable cost.
One of those trees sounded very important. One of them didn't, and we just automatically just spent $5,000 or approved to spend $5,000, and we didn't ask for any other quotes.
To be blunt, it's a chain that we're going to break here in the township, yes. That we are going to open how we look at vendors and bidding, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. We're adjourned at 12:58.
Now you're getting that credit.